Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yes, sir, and ma'am, and everybody else, we welcome you to Bucket Strategy Investing, your source for the best in money information. We're heard and seen live every day here, and we're getting kicked off once again. Kicked off. We're kicking things off once again. Oh, we're kicked off. We're done, folks. I am Johnny Dean today, Professor Rick Plum, back once again from Lucia Capital Group. And this hour, we're going to be talking about something that many people really don't like to think about. All right. But it can and often does occur. In fact, I saw a stat. It was like almost 50% of married couples in certain areas, I guess. But overall, get divorced. It's divorced. And specifically, we're going to sort of get into the financial planning aspects of divorce. What could happen if you happen to be in that particular situation? For example, I had mentioned this earlier, your income could be cut in half, depending, you know, on various things. There will be estate planning issues. You can probably be assured of that. And your Social Security could be affected in a positive or negative way. So we're going to talk about all that and more coming up with Professor Plum right here on the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. Our number here in the studio, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. If you've got questions, they don't have to be on divorce. It can be on anything at all. You can also email us at wealthed.com. Call us or email us. Our email questions can be found at the Find Your Answer link at wealthed.com. It's there near the upper part of the page. We'll read and answer your email questions live here on the program. Our very own Brain Trust Advisor, the guy we call Professor Rick Plum, is here once again, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, who talk about this stuff every single day. What we talk about on this program, they can talk about with you. There are many components to putting together a successful retirement plan, but a big part of all is having a workable strategy, one that's tailored to meet your individual goals. Finding the right type of retirement strategy for you, that's as easy as giving the Brain Trust Advisors a call. You can reach them at this phone number, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. Again, 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group. And we thank them for sponsoring this hour of the program, 800-644-1150. That's off the air. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. So I read a stat somewhere, Professor Plum, and that's probably right. I didn't really question it. That about half of current marriages wind up in divorce. Now,
right, but the stats, I think, is true from a marriage standpoint, but that doesn't mean that your marriage has a 50% chance of falling.
No, it's strictly on
sheer
on,
numbers, because there's a lot of times where somebody, one individual, can get married and divorced multiple times, which obviously adds to the divorce side of the equation,
does.
Where you know people that are married for 60, 70 years
that
only add one.
That only counts as one, exactly, and that's part of it, too. Now, divorces, I haven't looked at the statistics, but it seems to me that divorces tend to happen, perhaps on the younger side, not as much on the older side, but this is why we're talking about it. They do happen to people who are in their 50s, 60s, you know, people who have been married, and I'm not talking about somebody on their sixth marriage, you know, I mean that.
No, yeah, but we're talking about somebody who's been married a long time, and at 55, 58, mm-hmm. 60, 60, they decide to get divorced for whatever the reason. Sometimes it's after the kids leave the house and they're together again. Sometimes there were no kids involved and they just,
uh-huh.
they're looking at retirement and they have completely different ideas. It's like they don't even know each other anymore.
Well, you know, it takes a different type of retirement plan. They have different goals and they never bothered to talk about it. Or it's just, you know,
they're too busy working and now
And now we're together, or I've just put up with you for 40 years and I can't stand another minute of it. I mean, I'm not making light of it. This is what happens. This is what happens. So one of the questions I think that people might ask upon divorce, you know, here's the situation. You're married all this time. You, and I said this to the TV audience, you plan as if you're going to be married forever.
Well, one household, one budget, one, you know, maybe multiple sources of income to support that one household, that one budget, hopefully with a consistent idea of what's going on in the future.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you say, okay, well, we're going to have my pension, we're going to have your pension, we'll have my Social Security, your Social Security. We have this joint account, this 401k that we've been, you know,
we have yours, my 401ks,
right,
IRAs.
IRAs.
We've got this one portfolio, so to speak.
Right, and we're going to be, our distribution plan is to start taking money out of those. Now, you cut somebody else out of the picture. There are two ways to do it. Somebody could die, and that does happen. But oftentimes, people have made contingency plans for that. It's life insurance.
But in the event of a death, it's still, the continuation is one household.
Yes.
And one set of assets, that was the same set of assets that was going to support that one household is still there. And maybe even some life insurance and other things. Yes, there's some loss of potential Social Security, loss of pensions. But it's not a complete separation of things.
Which is
and
what
multiple expenses showing up.
Right, which is obviously what happens in a divorce. Somebody says, I'm getting out of here and I'm taking my, you know, half of my stuff. I'm taking half of your stuff, whatever it is.
And now you have two households.
And now you've got two households. So the first question somebody might ask you is, well, wait a minute. Why do I have to, this is my 401k, all right? It was through my job. Why do I have to give up half of this?
Well, whether you have to give up half depends on where the money came from. About the only time somebody can truly say that 401k does not, you don't have any claims on that 401k money in a divorce, is if the money was created and before the marriage and no money was added to the 401k after the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is an argument to say that asset shouldn't be shared. But the fact that your income supported all the contributions to it, it wasn't just your income. It was both sides of the party contributing to the household. And they consider that in most states a community asset. Not even community property states, but that is a community area because the joint income, whether it was, you know, the other individual was making some amount of money or no money, but it was there, it's all community at that point. So they will split it up. Now, how it gets split up, well, that's between you and your attorneys. In some cases, it is up to states how it gets split up. And even in amicable divorces where, you know, you're just doing it all yourself, there's going to be some give and take about how you go about doing it. And, you know, should we share this, share that? And most of the time, there's going to be some sharing of assets going down. It's unusual that each individual has the same amount of pension, has the same amount of Social Security, has the same amount of 401k and IRA, has the same all the way down the line to where it is a split. And even when it is in that area, somebody's going to be saying, well, you're the one that screwed it up, so I want to take some of that away from you. Sometimes I've heard that divorces can get kind of nasty.
Well, yeah, because you got the emotional side of it as well. You take something like a retirement plan, a 401k, something like that, 403b, whatever it is, and you get divorced. Well, somebody's got to determine who gets what. There are documents specifically something called a quadro that can help you.
That's for qualified retirement plans.
Yes, yes.
So going back to that divorce I talked about, if you're doing a divorce by yourself, just, you know, okay, you guys have decided that it's just not working and you don't want to go use attorneys. You just say, look, let's just call it quits. We'll do our own, you know, and there's ways to do it yourself. And you just split it up and you say, okay, you know, one of the parties has a $300,000 401k. The other party does not. So we're just going to split that number. Make sure that if it's a qualified plan, especially, you have the right paperwork, the right documentation. Because if you say, well, just tell the trustee to send $150 over to, you know, the other spouse's and soon-to-be ex-spouse's IRA, guess what? That's a taxable event unless you have the proper paperwork, a qualified domestic relation order, what they call a quadro, to allow the taxation to follow across and to treat it as a rollover or a distribution taxable to the individual that's receiving it, not the person that's giving it away. Because that's where people get caught up into it and they're like, okay, we don't want to hire professionals to help us with this because it's just an amicable separation. And so they split up the assets, and some of the IRA and or 401k, specifically 401k in this case, gets sent over to the soon-to-be ex-spouse. Well, you're splitting it halfway, but then you get stuck with all the taxes on that split, too. That's an issue. Splitting assets is not either, because we do have a look at, you know, splitting IRA and 401k assets, and then splitting personal assets. It may be that, you know, you've got a $500,000 401k, and your soon-to-be ex has a $500,000 personal account. Are you just going to say, well, you keep the personal account, I'll keep the IRA? Is that the right way to do it? Well, the personal account doesn't have any taxes later on, or very low taxes, capital gains, qualified dividends, whereas the money coming out of the 401k is going to be all taxable. Mm-hmm. Is that a fair split? That's up to you and the negotiation between you and your soon-to-be ex. So it's, and what about a house? You take the house, and I'll take the 401k. Well, the 401k is going to be taxable in the future. Selling the house is potentially going to be tax-free up to $250,000, maybe still maintaining that $500,000 exemption even after divorce. Selling the house has the ability to maintain that $500,000 exemption, even though at that point there's only one owner, basically.
Yeah, and you know, I looked this up, some mistakes that can derail retirement, because you know, there are people who have done this kind of thing. And they said one of the mistakes you can make, though, is blithely choosing the house over other financial assets.
How are you going to afford the house?
Well, that's it. They said, compared with retirement savings, a home is more likely to have ongoing and unexpected expenses, and its future value is more of a question mark. You'll also have a tougher time using your house to finance retirement than the money you've salted away in an IRA or a 401k.
Yeah, houses are and they're emotional triggers. I mean, the house gets very, for most people, the house is, they either want to keep it.
Right.
Or maybe the, you know, how many times have you heard the thing, building or remodeling a house is one of the first, you know, causes of divorce out there.
Yeah.
So maybe the house was the problem, so getting rid of it's the right thing to do either way.
Hey, not just remodeling. Have you ever hung wallpaper together?
No, I have not.
Fortunately, most people don't do wallpaper, but
I don't think I have any wallpaper in the house right now.
I don't either, but when I was first married, it was like, oh, we got to be careful here. You know,
this hire somebody.
Exactly, and that's what we wound up doing. All right, 877-PLANNER. Yeah, we got lines open. If you got questions on anything, the Brain Trust is standing by. There's more to talk about on this. 877-PLA-NER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming right back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. That's what we're doing today, helping you plan. In the event of divorce, we're just talking about this for another segment or so. We don't necessarily think about it, and even fewer times do we plan on divorce, right? We plan on deaths, usually, and death doesn't always affect a person's retirement plan as easily or as mightily as a divorce could. As we've seen, you talked about a qualified domestic relations order, Professor Plum. Is that really only for people who have qualified retirement plans?
That's for qualified retirement plans.
That's so any
plan that's covered by ERISA, and so that's a qualified plan. But IRAs, which are not covered by ERISA, still need to have the appropriate paperwork, documentation, legal issues to be able to split those up too.
Yeah. So pensions and things like
Pensions an ERISA issue.
Yeah, yeah, and interesting case that was. I don't know how recent it was, but at one time there were a situation where two spouses divorced and this quadro was issued that said the husband gets half and the wife gets half, 50% interest in the vested pension interests, right, to each
right.
of them.
So basically they split it at that point. Let's say it was supposed to be a $2,500 a month pension.
Mm-hmm.
The one spouse gets $1,250, the other spouse gets $1,250 when they retire. When the worker spouse of those two
right.
that earned that pension
exactly.
retires.
And at the time of the divorce, neither participant had retired, and so there was nothing happening yet. There were no payments being made. Well, as it turned out in this case, the wife passed away before she received any of the pension benefits.
Right, the ex-wife.
The ex-wife, yes. The ex-wife passed away. Well, it says the quadro did not contain a provision addressing the consequences of a situation where a non-plan participant dies before the plan participant, before payments begin.
Okay. And so what was happening was the pension administrator said that part of the pension is now done. We're done with it. It's like if I
right.
took a life-only pension option from a pension and I've retired and I'm taking life-only. When I die, that pension is done. If I lived a long time, the pension paid me a lot of money. If I died the week after my retirement party, I didn't get anything, and the pension, it's kind of hard to say, the pension keeps the rest of the money. There's no distributable event going to anybody besides
right.
me because I irrevocably chose to take a X amount of dollar a month pension.
So the ex-wife died, and the husband, who was going to get 50% of his pension.
$1,250.
The plan said, okay, we're still only going to pay you half.
Right, because they have actually split it up at that point.
Right, and so the husband said, well, wait a minute, where does the other half go? Because nobody was taking any money from it. And they said, well, the other half that your ex-wife would have gotten, she died, is now going to go back to the plan. And they said, that's, the husband said, well, wait a minute, nothing is, Nothing has been distributed yet.
And it all goes back to, well, when they split it, did they split it on and basically split it and say, okay, the single life option is now in play. You know, it's not a joint life payment anymore. It's a single life payment on individual lives rather than a joint life payment, because there is a different set of actuarial assumptions based on single life and joint life payouts.
Yes, and the problem here was that the Quadro, this qualified domestic relations order, didn't address that. It didn't address the fact that what if somebody dies, what happens to the plan? It was silent on that. They amended this Quadro, and ultimately a court said yes. The husband, the ex, you know, or the surviving spouse, the husband in this case, does get 100% of the pension benefits.
That was a good attorney.
I think it was a good attorney.
Because, I mean, go the other way, too, because if they don't specify it the other way, and it's, you know, it's splitting the single life option, that was a $2,500 a month pension in my hypothetical example, they split the single life option, $1,250 each. Well, when the one of them dies, you know, when the worker in this case dies, it would normally, if he'd been alive, it would have shot off. If he'd had the whole thing, it would have shot off the whole thing.
Exactly.
The ex-spouse or the current spouse wouldn't have gotten anything. So there's a lot of estate planning. There's a lot of future planning, a lot of thought process to go into saying, okay, how do we split it? How do we make sure that each individual? So are we splitting the account into two separate pensions at that point? And basically now, no matter what happens, they are not combined in any way. Ex-spouse and ex-spouse on each side, and there's no more going back together. And that's what the Quadro should at least express, whether it's being split or it's going to continue on as one issue.
So if you have a retirement plan, a qualified retirement plan, the fact that we're talking about, covered by ERISA, you should at least look into having what's called a qualified domestic relations order.
Another problem with splitting pensions specifically is you take a marriage early in life and early in the career where somebody's, you know, working at the, you know, wherever it is, first, you know, from 25 to 35, and then they get divorced, and the spouse gets half of that 10 years worth of service. So they basically get, you know, like 5 years worth of service.
Yeah.
Now, do we base their portion of the pension on the income that was generated during those 5 years or those 10 years, or do we base the income on or this pension that they're going to get on the income that was earned in the last 5 or 10 years, where the pension, you know, maybe it's a top three average pay. And so the guy or girl was making $20,000 a year for the first 10 years.
And then the last 10 years they were making
$200,000. So the pension is based on 200, but that's, the person that was married to him was never married to him while they were making the big money.
This is why it's important to plan on this stuff. In fact, now also estate planning can be a big thing in divorce too, Professor Plum. If you have a life insurance policy, a will, or a trust, you may have to negotiate to receive, you know, some of the death benefits from those.
Beneficiary assignments are, life insurance specifically, in many divorces, the spouse that had the higher income is required to maintain a life insurance policy on themselves payable to the ex-spouse to, you know, take care of certain things. You know, maybe they're receiving an alimony or a family support, so they're required to maintain a life insurance policy. That's just another expense. How does it get paid? Where does it come from? Is it being required as an addition to the family support and alimony?
Yep.
Is it part of the family support and alimony? What's the difference between family support and alimony? Taxes are the big difference between those two.
Well, it really is. Now, here's something else, too, when you're talking about estate planning. I mean, you all of a sudden have somebody who's out of the picture, but you may want that ex to still receive some benefits from your estate, or you may not want them to. The whole point of that is, if there is a divorce, you need to go over your estate plan. You need to go over your beneficiary designations.
Oh, the beneficiary is big time. Unfortunately, we've seen it many, many times where, you know, somebody will be talking to somebody and reviewing their beneficiaries. Hopefully, we catch it before somebody passes away. And the ex-spouse that they divorced 15 years ago is still the beneficiary of their 401k.
Right.
And they're like, huh? That didn't happen. I mean, we didn't change that. I mean, it's not that they hate them. It's just that they don't want them to get the money. So just make sure you update your beneficiary assignments.
Yeah, and then I think we talked about this last week. You get kids involved from the new marriage, and maybe you don't care for those kids so much, and you prefer that your current kids are the ones that are going to receive these things. And actually, Professor, life insurance can help to alleviate some of that.
Now, you've made the step from divorce and what do we do with assets to another marriage after a divorce, and what do we do with the assets. And you've got to get the divorce set first. You got to get everything straightened out from that. And then if the time becomes right again and you get married again, then it's a whole new set of rules or games that you have to play as far as who gets what and where, when, how. So you've got one set of divorce, you know, issues when you get divorced. And if you happen to get remarried again, you've got another set of issues. You have to just go through and cross the T's and dot the I's and make sure that things are updated.
Yeah, and keep in mind, too, that if you've got joint debts, even if one spouse happened to run up a whole bunch of credit card debt,
it might have been the reason for the divorce.
It may well have been. But when that spouse is gone, oftentimes both parties are still responsible for at least 50% of that particular debt. Actually, both parties can't be responsible for at least, because you can't really be responsible for more than 100%, but up to 50% of those debts. Okay, now there's another aspect to this. We're going to cover this when we come back to wrap it up on divorce. Social Security. What happens to your Social Security benefits? What about your ex? Do they get Social Security benefits? Does it hurt you the way a pension might be divided up? We're going to talk about all that. 877-PLANNER. Lines open. Give us a call. We're coming right back.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security Hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We talked to you about your money on this program, strategy, etc. You can get in touch with us right now, 877-PLANNER. We got lines open for you, 877-PLANNER. We also talk strategy in a different form, and we're going to bring this up in just a second, but this has to do with Social Security. You can watch us on the Social Security Show. You can only do it live. Well, you can do it. You can watch it on tape, but I'm saying it's broadcast live only at wealthed.com, our website. Wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. Happens every Tuesday afternoon, live at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern time. I host here with Professor Rick Plum, and we answer your Social Security questions via email, via telephone. In fact, there's a number you can call, our Social Security hotline, and ask your question. Leave it for us on the recording, and we will answer it on the program. That number, 800-838-0483. And if you missed that, just go to the website, wealthed.com. It's all right there. The Social Security Show, every Tuesday, 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern, only at wealthed.com. Now, speaking of Social Security, Professor Plum, we've kind of been talking about divorce here. And I think there are a lot of things that people need to understand about regarding their Social Security payments after a divorce. But, and a lot of people don't understand how any of this works.
Well, in the last segment, we were talking about splitting a pension. And when with a pension, there is a specific amount of money that you split up. You can't both get the full amount. You can't get what you thought you were going to get before. It is a true splitting of the benefit. With Social Security, you cannot change the Social Security benefit by a divorce. You know, in our example earlier, there was a $2,500 a month pension benefit, and it got split half and half, so each person got $1,250. That's not the way it works with Social Security. Your Social Security benefit is your Social Security benefit. On the other side, your spousal potential Social Security benefit is also your spousal Social Security benefit. And divorce, nothing in the divorce papers can directly affect those issues. I will still get my benefit when I decide to take it, whether it's 62 or 70 or anywhere in between. The spousal benefit has the exact same rules as if, well, minor difference, but basically the same rules as a current spouse.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is a current spouse has to wait for the worker to start receiving their benefit to get a spousal benefit. An ex-spouse, they just have to wait for the worker to be old enough to apply,
which is age 62.
And then all the rest of the rules between spousal benefit for spousal benefits are in place. If I'm, you know, if I'm below full retirement age but born after January 1st, 1954, I will always have to file for my own benefit first. If I was born before January 2nd, 1954, then I wait till full retirement age, and I can do a restricted application, all those rules.
Okay. Yes, yes. They're for two different sets of rules for two different types of people.
But as far as ex-spouses and spouses, they're almost identical, and
yeah,
you can't change it. Now, in a divorce, you can say, well, because you're going to get a bigger benefit than me from Social Security, I get more alimony, or I get more family support, or so you can negotiate it through that aspect of it, but you can't get the government to say, of that $2,500 a month Social Security benefit, you automatically get a payment from that from the benefit. Now, you can say you owe it to me through an alimony, but you can't get the government to split it off to you.
Yeah, you can do it even through a pension. You can negotiate the pension and say, well, you're getting more.
And the pension, your pension benefit that you negotiate comes directly from the pension.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't go through the worker that had the job and then to you as an alimony. It's a splitting of the actual asset, but not in Social Security. That's a different game.
Exactly. So for spousal benefits, the important points to take away in divorce. First of all, you just kind of said this, you have to be married for at least, have to
qualify marriage.
Has to be qualified, which meant that it had to last 10 consecutive years, at least 10 consecutive years.
Yes.
2 5-year stints.
Yeah, 6 and a 4, a couple years more.
Doesn't count.
Was Elizabeth Taylor ever married to anybody for 10 full years? I mean, I know she's married to the same person twice, but there was somebody else in the middle, and that doesn't count.
Did she marry Richard Burton twice?
I think she married him twice, but there was somebody else in the middle there.
I don't know if she'd be concerned about Social Security.
No, probably
not. I have a feeling she's not. But yes, I know what you mean. No, you have to have been married for at least 10 years. You must have been divorced for at least 2 years.
In most cases.
I know we've talked about cases where that's
If
true.
You are already eligible for the spousal benefit
then
get divorced, you don't have to be divorced for 2 years to start receiving a spousal benefit.
Yes, if you're already eligible, you can do it.
Eligible means that the worker has retired and started taking their benefit. And you can't get divorced at 62 because you want to get a spousal benefit, but your husband or a wife at that, the worker at that time, is going to continue working and not get a benefit. So you decide, well, since they're working and I'm married, I can't get a benefit. But if I get divorced, I can get a benefit. That's a 2-year waiting.
Yes, it is. And by the way, in order to get benefits from an ex-spouse, you must not be married. Because
single.
As soon as you get married. For spousal benefits, you are now tied to that new marriage for as long as that marriage shall last.
Yes, sir. And depending on how that marriage ends, whether divorce or in death, you may or may not be entitled to, well, you'll be able to basically pick whatever benefit's highest that you can qualify for.
Right. So once you're eligible, once you've passed all those things, now, once again, as you said, the regular spousal rules apply.
Mm-hmm.
If you happen to take your benefit before, and you want to take an ex-spouse's benefit before your full retirement age, it's going to be reduced. There is also the earned income.
That's just
test.
Social Security rules. You can't really adjust, change, or modify the Social Security rules by divorce. And you can't stop them from happening either. We've had that call in the past. How do I stop my ex-wife from getting any of my Social Security benefit? Well, first off, they're not going to get any of your Social Security benefit. Your benefit is your benefit. Whether you're currently married or you have an ex-spouse that with a qualifying marriage, your benefit is your benefit. Whether they take a benefit or don't take a benefit from your work record has no impact on your benefit. Whether they get a benefit or not, you can't stop because it doesn't affect you.
Hugely important. And we've had calls from people. By the way, 877-PLANNER, we've got some lines open right now if you want to talk about this or have questions on anything at all. 877-PLANNER. We've had questions from people who have said, look, you know, I'm supposed to get a $2,500 a month benefit. My ex, you know, wants to take $1,250 off of mine
at full retirement age.
At full retirement age, and I don't want them to do that. So how do I prevent them? Can I, if I don't apply for my benefits, can I stop them? That doesn't work.
And I think part of it is because they think that if the ex spouse is getting something, that means that a current spouse or you may not get something. It's taking away from you.
Yeah, that your benefit would be reduced in the way a pension might be.
It does not reduce what you're receiving. It does not reduce what your current spouse would potentially be eligible for.
Right.
It is a complete separate issue. In fact, the ex-spouse, they don't even have to let you know they're taking a benefit. And Social Security is not going to notify you that an ex-spouse is taking a benefit from your work record.
This is true. I mean, if you were married between ages 24 and 34, let's say, years ago, and you're now 66, whatever.
It's been 25 years since you've even seen your ex.
Exactly. But you say, you know something? I'm not married right now. I want to get a benefit off of their work record. You go in, you show them the marriage decree.
Marriage
the
certificate, divorce decree, and the Social Security number, and assuming that person that you were married to all those decades ago is at least age 62. And it's still alive at that point, but we're talking about spousal benefits.
Yes.
You might find out that they're not alive and get even a bigger benefit.
Well, and we're going to talk about that in just a second.
And you're single, key issue, you're single. They don't even tell the person. They just say, okay, yes, you are potentially eligible for a spousal benefit from your ex.
That's right. There are people walking around right now who are married and were married years ago, and they've got a new marriage. They're very happily married, and they're collecting their own Social Security benefit. Maybe, maybe not. But they've got an ex-spouse from 30 years ago who, unbeknownst to them, has been taking a Social Security benefit off of their work record.
The other side of it, and you were, I don't know if you were going to go to this, is the survivor aspect of
well,
it.
Well, yes, I was. The widow's benefit for exes.
Or widowers.
Or widowers, whatever it is. It is the survivor aspect to it. We only got a couple of minutes here, but that is part of it. We can get started with it anyway. Once again, there is a length of marriage qualifier in order to be eligible for widow's benefits for an ex.
For an ex, 10 years. Mm-hmm. Qualifying marriage. Anytime you're an ex, or you have an ex, whichever way you want to look at it, the ability to take a benefit from Social Security, whether it's survivor or spousal, there's got to be a qualifying marriage, 10 years. I mean, unless the death happened while you were still married, then it's a much shorter qualifying period, 9 months. If you were divorced before anybody passed on, then it's all a matter of, was it a qualifying marriage? If it's a qualifying marriage, then it's available potentially to you if you're single.
Exactly. Now, in the case of widows, and we'll cover this more, and we're going to take your calls on this because I know we got some people that are on hold that want to ask about this, so hold on for just a second here. But you also, on a widow's or survivor's benefit or whatever you want to call it, you do need to be at least age 60.
For a widow's benefit, yes. 60 is the earliest unless you have a child under the age of 16 that is receiving benefits from the deceased that you're taking uh-huh. care of.
And by the way, unlike spousal benefits, it is not coordinated with
your own benefit.
So in other words, you could take a spousal benefit, allow yours, I'm sorry,
yes.
A widow's benefit. I don't want to confuse people.
Or widowers, a survivor benefit.
A survivor benefit without...
Without applying for your own.
And allow yours to continue to grow.
Because you can apply for a widow or widower's benefit at 60. You're not even allowed to apply for your own at that point.
Exactly.
Earned income rules do apply.
That they do. So we'll talk more about this. All right, hang on. We've got some folks on hold. Kathy in Portland, Ted in Omaha. We're going to get to you two next. And there are others that are waiting, and we will get to, after those, everybody. So please stick around. Don't go away. Your questions will be answered. 877-PLANNER, our number. If you want to get on board, just one line open now. 877-PLA-NNER. Answering your questions. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. That explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, According to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Welcome back to the program, Bucket Strategy Investing. Got a lot of folks on hold. We're going to go right to the phones and take care of everybody. So do not go away. That is an order. 877-PLANNER. Get on board. Just one line open. Let's move to Ted, who had called just ahead of Kathy. Ted in Omaha. Hi, Ted. How can we help you today?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, fellas. I'm selling a rental house. I've fully depreciated. I've had it over 30 years. Basis was about $42,000, and we think the sale price will be about $195,000 to $200,000. What do I have to pay back as far as capital gain, and what different figures do I have to pay back to the government on my taxes the following year?
Well, the basis is, you know, there's two sides of the basis, the way to look at it from what I look at. You paid $42,000 for it 100 years ago. You've depreciated much of that $42,000. The land portion did not get depreciated. The property, the structure got depreciated. So that depreciation that you took over the last 30 years gets recaptured. Now, Ted, are you married or single? And what's the household income look like right now?
Household income, wife is still working. I'm retired, a retired service person. We've got a couple other rentals. We probably take in total income about $110,000, $115,000 a year.
Okay, so it's likely that you've used up the 15% bracket with the income you have coming in from these other areas. So the depreciation recapture will be at the 25% level. So if you've depreciated it by, you know, $28,000, that $28,000 will come back as a depreciation rate recapture, 25% tax bracket. The capital gain, obviously long term, the difference between basically the $42,000 or whatever your basis is after adding to it, if you add anything from improving it or things like that, the difference is long-term capital gain. So if there's no other improvements, you've got about $150,000+ capital gain. That capital gain will all be in the 15% ordinary income tax bracket, with the exception of if the total of all the gain, the depreciation recapture, and all your other income pushes your adjusted gross income over $250,000, which is likely based on what you've told me, then the amount of money over $250,000 of adjusted gross income, and we're not talking about taxable, which is after your personal itemized deductions and exemptions, but the amount over the $250,000 will be subject to the net investment income tax, which is a Medicare tax from Affordable Care Act, of 3.8%. But it's not going to be a very large portion. So you've got a portion at 25, a very large portion at 15, and then a smaller portion at 18.8. That's just the federal side.
Okay, great. Before state. Okay, fine. I guess I'm just trying to get some idea of what I'm going to have to pay, you know, when we sell this property. Okay, second question, and you guys were talking about divorce and payments out of, for, there's also the military retirement, which is about $3,000 a month. That also gets split 50-50 in the event of divorce.
Well, that one can be negotiated in the divorce. And so they can negotiate where they, you know, some portion of it goes and some portion of it doesn't. That's part of the divorce agreement. Unlike Social Security, that can't be changed in a divorce, how much of the pension that the ex-spouse gets is a negotiation term.
Understood. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ted. Thank you for the call. Yeah, and you know, that's something we can cover also.
Maybe. I say avoid the negotiation, just don't get divorced, but that's hard to do. I mean,
well, I mean, you know,
for some people.
Hey, some people say, I would love to stay married, but the other one, you know, they're not going to put up with that. Okay, hang on. Let's see. Kathy is up next in Portland, Oregon. Hello, Kathy.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can we help you today?
Okay, I've been divorced for 9 years, and I at the time I was 7 years older than my ex-spouse, and I'm 64 right now. So I'm wondering, because he's 7 years younger, how will that work when I go to collect Social Security?
Well, first off, when you were married, did the marriage last at least 10 years?
Yeah, 15.
Okay, and are you currently single?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you are not eligible for an ex-spousal benefit until the ex turns 62. So depending on when you want to apply for Social Security benefits, you may or may not be eligible for an ex-spousal benefit. Now, do you know what your benefit looks like in retirement, what your full retirement age benefit from Social Security will look like?
Well, no. I mean, I've seen the
projection
they send out annually.
And how much would that be at 66? Your benefit.
Like $1,200 a month? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, any number under like $2,700 makes sense. It's unlikely that you're going to get much from the ex unless he was just a super high wage earner, and then you may get $100 a month from a spousal benefit.
Was he a super high wage earner, Kathy?
For years.
$200,000 to $300,000 a year.
Okay, so there may be something there. So when do you think you're going to apply for your benefit?
I don't know. I'm going to hold out as long as I can.
Okay, well, and holding out as long as you can may take away some of the benefits of any ex-spousal benefit. Because when you take your benefit, if it's larger than what you would have received from an ex-spouse, then you're not going to get a benefit. Now, it may work out in your favor, but it sounds like you're not going to get a huge benefit. It's not that you get your benefit and the full ex-spousal benefit. You get your benefit and then an amount equal to the difference between your benefit and the spousal benefit if it's indeed actually higher. If your benefit's $1,200, right now the biggest, largest spousal benefit is just over $1,300 a month. So assuming he's maxed out and he's continuing to max out for at least 35 years, the spousal benefit may be $1,300, $1,320, so you may be able to get, you know, $120 when he ultimately applies, maybe. And so depending on what his benefit is.
Okay. Well, thanks for that information.
I don't know that I would, I mean, I wouldn't hold off or make my decision of taking my Social Security based on the spousal benefit. But I would try to keep a little bit of, you know, peripheral track of him. And if anything ever did happen to him where he passed away before you did, then you'd be eligible for his full benefit, whatever he was taking when he died, and you'd get a step up in the benefit fairly large at that point. But unfortunately, he's got to die for that to happen.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
All right, Kathy. Thank you for the call. That's why we talk about this, because it's, you know, there's confusion out there, and I can see where there'd be confusion out there with regard to, you know, the spousal benefit is really only the difference between what yours is and what mm-hmm. theirs is.
And so if she were to wait until 70, she'd pick up from $1,200 down up to $1,500, $1,600, which is more than the spousal benefit.
More than the spousal benefit. So exactly. So, all right, Joni, don't go away. All right, that's an order. I know you've got a similar question on ex-spousal benefit, so stick around. We're going to get to your question. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, you talk to Professor Plum or any of the Brain Trust advisors at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. There is another hour coming up right after this. Don't go away. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.